What is something that you want to change about yourself? Hey guys, this is Jimmy Thorpe for Breathe Upon Waking. Good morning to you on this Thursday morning. I wanted to talk today about habits and precedents and things we set up that we continually do over time and start to dislike or want to change over time. You know, Warren Buffett, the famous financial entrepreneur and mogul, said, "The chains of habit are too light to be felt until they're too heavy to be broken." I can identify with this so much. You know, we start doing these things that are small. You know, they're minutiae. They don't really matter, these light little things that we start doing. And over time, when we start, you know, we've done them hundreds of times, they become routine, they become thoughtless, actually, and trivial. But over time, they begin to weigh us down. And, you know, then we think, boy, I wish I didn't start doing this, or boy, I would like to change this. And at that point, they are really like those heavy chains. They're too heavy to be broken at that point. Maybe you've set something up over years of patterns of bad behavior, of bad habits, that it would take way too long to change, or it would disrupt your relationships with your family or partner. It would change your business strategy. It would change your health in a negative way. So what I've been thinking about is, how can we early on, how can we make a difference so that these patterns of behavior, these negative habits that add up, how can we early on intervene and change those, make a quick change so it doesn't have to be as radical? You know, I really believe in these radical changes in ourselves when we need to have a different perspective or a shift in our lives. I really believe in that. However, it's much easier if we can make changes that are less radical, if we can make them early on. You know, using basketball, my favorite sport and one that I still play on a weekly basis, I think about this often, because on defense in basketball, if you work early on, if you put in the upfront work, it's easier in the long run. So the other team has the ball and I'm defending someone. If I don't let them touch the ball, okay, I work hard up front, I put in the early work, I don't let them touch the ball, well then I don't get in a position where I have to really make a lot of difficult moves to stop him from scoring. He doesn't get to touch the ball, therefore he doesn't get to that part where he's in control and I have to make some difficult snap judgments. So that upfront early work, it's so important and so productive, so much more efficient. So thinking about that in life, in relationships, in business, in health, what is that upfront work that we can put in? What early changes can we make to our bad habits so that they don't become those chains that are so burdensome and hold us down? You know, that stress that so much of us are dealing with, and that leads to so much bad health, shorter lifespan, all that kind of stuff. What kind of quick changes early on, upfront work, what can we do so that it doesn't add up? It doesn't become stress. It doesn't become that pressure. So I hope you can think about that on this Thursday. I hope it's a little food for thought, something you can chew on before the weekend. And I would really love your feedback. So please call into this station with your Anchor app or send me a message on Facebook. Find me on Instagram at Thorpe42. There are many ways to get a hold of me, and I would love to hear from you. And I really appreciate you listening on top of that. So have a great day. This is Jimmy Thorpe, Breathe Upon Waking. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, do not forget to breathe.